Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is the Jeremiah Speaks broadcast, and I am Gernard Reed of the Jeremiah Speaks, and we are wishing everyone Happy Labor Day. At least here in the United States, it's a Happy Labor Day. It's been a beautiful day all day and a wonderful opportunity to praise the Lord. And so we are coming to you for our very first weekday broadcast. It is Monday evening, and we will be Monday through Fridays coming to you at 7 o'clock until 7:30 with a word of inspiration, with a teaching, with all kinds of things that we have lined up. And we have busy and scurrying in the last few days putting together an outline, a lineup that I think is something for everybody. And so we're encouraging those that are tuning in now. It's Jeremiah Speaks on Monday through Friday. We're encouraging you to give us a whole week. Check in with us. Make sure you check every day of the week before you tune out on us. But I believe there's something for everybody. And maybe what we do on Monday night's not your cup of tea, Monday's missionary and testimony night. But maybe you'll come back on Tuesday. We're going to do some preaching on Tuesday night. And then we're going to have we'll list that as we go along. But I think there's something for everybody. I will give the contact information now. It has not changed. It is the same as what we do on Sundays. It is email. Go teach and baptize, all one word written out, which is GOTEACHANDBAPTIZE @gmail.com. We would love to hear from you. The telephone number associated with the program is 804-313-7853. Again, it's 804-313-7853. And again, I am your host, Gernard Reed, and we're here until 7:30 on this evening. And so today I mentioned is Missionary Monday. And on today, what better thing place to start than with our dear friend and our partner that we salute, Apostle Margie Mercer. And so Apostle Mercer, are you online?
Yes, I am.
And I am saying good evening and happy Labor Day to you. I hope you celebrated labor in the best way by working real hard today or even cooking out. So I hope you had a good Labor Day.
Yes, I did. I'm eating crabs.
Oh, gee. Okay. So you were kind enough in the last 2 weeks to allow me to sit in and host the Sunday morning program with the Fivefold Ministry. And while the cat is away, the mouse will play, and had a really good time. And I thank you for that opportunity. In doing so, we told the waiting audience each week that our apostle is on special assignment. So tonight I want to talk a little bit and discover exactly what that special assignment was and how it went. And I want everyone to know that I tried my best to do some scripting and to go over some things, and Apostle Mercer said, not so. We will just do this off the cuff. and we will cover all the ground necessary. So that was a special assignment, and Apostle Mercer did spend over a week in Jamaica on an assignment. So the first thing is, where did you go in Jamaica?
I went to Ruin the Grill.
Okay. And what's the language there?
English and an offset of Spanish.
Okay, so there is a little Spanish. But if you speak English, you can get by?
Yes.
Okay. Just dialect's a little different, I guess. And the music, is it music you're familiar with there, or is that Jamaican brand?
It's a combination of both. It has the Bob Marley brand with the Jamaican flair music. It's real Caribbean-like. It's very nice.
Mm. And primary instruments, drums, guitars, piano?
It's congos, it's piano, it's things like that.
Okay, okay. And who was your team? Who went with you?
My daughter, Sydney Mercer.
So just the two of you?
Yes.
Okay, is your daughter a minister?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And, well, I guess I should ask, did you enjoy the trip?
Yes, I did. I had a good time.
And your favorite part of the trip?
I had a chance to get out and travel and meet other nations of people and just enjoy the vibe that we was on together. So it was very nice.
Okay, so you did actually run into some foreigners who were not Jamaican.
Yes.
Oh, I'm trying to get a good picture now. About how far from here is Jamaica, or which direction?
I don't know, but I know it's a two-hour flight, maybe two and a half, on an international flight nonstop.
So Cuba's between Jamaica and here?
Yeah, Cuba is closer to Jamaica, about 90 miles.
Really? So Cuba's 90 miles from Florida.
Oh,
so I guess it depends on what part of the island you're on, I guess. Okay. So and it's a one-hour difference in the time zone?
Correct.
Okay. And what was the weather like when you were down there?
The same as United States. Over the southern region, it's warm, humid. It get misty sometime. But it was tolerable. You get
any
a little mosquito bites now and then.
Any rain while you were there?
Off and on.
Okay. Now, we had talked before, and you mentioned you mentioned yesterday on the broadcast about mountains. Are there mountains all over the island?
Yes, it's around the whole island.
Hmm. Really? Because when you think Jamaica, you think the sea, Caribbean, but don't really think mountains. And I'm sure they're pretty.
Yeah, they was very nice and green and full. And the islanders really respect the mountains. They say it's a blessing from God to hold back any bad storms or weather or rain. So they look at it as a blessing from God.
Oh, and I heard you say that on a broadcast. So when a hurricane comes, the mountain will actually block the gist of the hurricane.
Yes, real stormy weather, according to them.
But so they get the rain, but it blocks the devastating wind.
Right, correct.
Okay. Now, I worked with a man, back in 1984, who was from Jamaica, and we were asking him about hurricanes and whatnot, and he said where he was, the building code required that you have steel in your house so that the foundation of the house was anchored as such that the next hurricane wouldn't blow your house over. Did you see any difference in the construction of houses, or were they all so for the common man, is the house like one level, or do they have two-level houses?
It was more different types of bungalow style, some of them up in the mountains, some of them by the ocean and all. So it was like just a traditional type of culture.
Hmm. So the town where you went, is that on the status scale? Would that be a poor community, a rich community, middle class, mixed?
It was just an island of folks, and everybody just had a good time. I guess you would say, if you want to say, they was taking care of themselves. They were survivors. They were able to eat and provide for themselves. They were united as a group of people in the church. So I guess that makes them middle class according to the church.
And I think that's important, what you're saying, is that when we think about missionaries and we think about trips abroad, we always think about poor people, and that's not always the case. And then a lot of times we think poor in spirit and uneducated. So what you're saying is that that's not the case at all.
No, because poor is a frame of mind. If you have that that mindset about you poor, this is poor, then that can open up doors for other things. But in Jamaica, they all are, you know, like hard workers. The one I've seen, they have a positive attitude. They flowing with the land. They enjoying the culture. It's pretty much laid back. It's very friendly. It's like no problems, no worry. It's really
That's cool. So have you been on missionary trips before, other places?
Yes.
Like?
Africa, Russia, England, and invitations to other countries.
You've actually been to Russia?
Yes, I have, Ukraine and Kyiv.
How long?
I don't remember. It could have been 2 weeks or a month. I don't know.
Okay, so when you see the World News Tonight and they're talking about the war between Russia and Ukraine, you've been some of those places that show up on the news.
That's correct.
And so this morning I was kind of doing some research and follow-up. And I learned, I know this is aside from Jamaica, but one of the things that's interesting about this war is that 66% of Russians claim to be Christian and 65% of Ukrainians claim to be Christian. And so essentially we have two Christian nations fighting each other. So you saw a large Christian welcoming in those countries?
I didn't see Christians fighting each other. I saw that the Christianity faith was trying to embrace the nation of Christianity. They was inviting people in, having hugs, preaching the word, getting baptized in the river, just having a good time. I didn't see no animosity. All I saw was love within about 17,000 people that was just, you know, praising God.
Well, that's good, because we're going to come back on another Missionary Monday, and I want to follow up some things about that, about perceptions, because Jamaica's the same way, that we have perceptions based on what we see on TV and some of the things we hear. And you're, of course, clearing all that up for us tonight. So what was the primary reason for your missionary trip?
Spread love abroad, encouragement, hope, inspiration, the anointing, being able to fight spiritual warfare with them, and to really embrace those things of God. So my mission was really brotherhood and fellowship.
And you were pretty successful?
Yeah, very successful.
I like when people evaluate and declare it a success. So now let's talk about the trip and what you did. And I saw a photo of your daughter swimming with the dolphins. So I know that took place during the course of the trip. There are all types of missionary trips, evangelism trips, education, medical, home and community improvement, Bible study, teaching, preaching, revivals, and so forth. This, you would best describe this trip as what kind of a trip?
It was a conference.
Okay. And now I remember when I met you was for the Seven Last Words, and you took a step out in faith, had never heard of me, seen me, anything, and you took a step out in faith and included me in the Seven Last Words. But the word number two was a Jamaican preacher.
Evangelist Jackie McKay?
Okay, that sounds right. And she lives where?
In Jamaica.
So she lives full-time in Jamaica, and during the seven last words, she was in Jamaica?
I don't know where she was, but she lived between United States and Jamaica, so she has a home in both areas.
Was she instrumental in connecting you here?
With the past in Jamaica, yes, that's her cousin.
Really? Okay, small world. And now, who was the host pastor?
Apostle Cleon Mears.
And his church?
Is the Holy House Healing and Deliverance Ministry.
That would be non-denominational?
Yes, apostolic and Pentecostal movement.
So, okay, so they tend to be apostolic and Pentecostal. What is the most, yeah, let's talk about the trip itself. So did you get to preach?
Yes, I had a chance to do different things, teach as well as give highlights of the word.
And I said to Apostle Mercer, I said, look, don't you come back here and have not preached. I want you to get over there and I want you to preach the word. And she said, well, I'm going to teach. I said, well, get some preaching in there too. I need you to do some preaching. But was there deliverance of any sort during the services?
No, I told you that my teaching and preaching are the same. It flows the same way. You can see me preach how I teach. You can hear it in that illustration.
Okay. But there were other preachers as well?
Yes.
And that's why I was asking about deliverance and healing, or wasn't that type of revival or conference?
Do you mean if we had a script, we just let the Holy Ghost have its way, how we felt led?
Yeah, well, I was asking, was there any deliverance from anything? Was anybody asking to be healed? Or was anybody asking for any special exceptions or anything in the course of the service? I'm just trying to see the service.
From the beginning of the service to the end, it was nonstop. People coming to the altar, making requests known. Every day was worship and praise. As soon as you got in the door at the time you went home, if you want to stay all night and praise, you could. So it was really nice.
And about how large a crowd?
It could hold up to 500.
Oh, wow. The church itself?
Yes.
Wow. And so they have a pretty good Sunday crowd, you think?
All the time. It's packed.
So their Sunday service, I know that you went for a special occasion, but their Sunday service typically lasts how long, you think?
I don't know. The pastor has a unique way of having service, and I think he, like, based it on the flow of the Holy Spirit. So sometimes
right.
It might be longer, it might be shorter. It depends on how he feels led.
Okay. And has he been to the United States?
I don't know. I invited him to come this time, and him and his wife, and they said they would come.
Okay. So he will be coming. That's great. And do you look to go back to Jamaica?
Yep. Within a year, I'm going to do my first convocation.
Oh, so you're actually going to organize this one?
Yes, I have organized it.
Oh, it's already organized?
Yes.
Oh, I see. And do we get a sneak preview, or do we have to wait a year to hear more about it?
No. It's called the Fivefold Ministry Fellowship. It's been in existence over 30 years. It comes up every now and then as the Lord lead me to just build it back up. At this particular time, it's for a church in Jamaica. The ministry is to exalt, encourage, edify believers, and to help push them to their destiny, to help launch them in the things of God. So we operate in an apostolic and a prophetic anointing of utterance of God. And it's called Fivefold.
I see. And, okay, so and it fits right into what you've been doing all along. You've done this before and pretty successful with it, as I understand.
Yes. One pastor and his brother was from Itahosa. Once he died, he took over the organization. He joined under Fivefold. Had his affirmation. When he left, they made him the presiding prelate over 900 churches in Africa.
Well, that really makes me feel small. Because when you initially introduced me, you said, well, he's a moderator of 30 churches. And then you come back and say, well, this guy, over 900 churches. I can't. I have no concept of that. Sounds like great work. And I know you just went for a conference and you didn't tour the whole every church in Jamaica. But in general, you get a feeling for what is the and I'm asking this question because everything I read is churches in general. Now, not the Church of Jesus Christ that's built on the rock that has no issues because it's connected with Jesus and it's in great shape. But those that are calling ourselves churches and those that are doing this or doing that on the fringe are in trouble in the United States. The church is under fire, it's under attack, and in many cases poorly equipped to fight back. The Southern Baptist Church is talking about splitting because of the MAGA movement, and then the Methodist Church is talking about splitting really soon because of the LGBTQ movement. I think I put too many letters in there. So we have some real problems here denominationally. And then even the non-denominational is there are lots of issues. And the pandemic didn't help that any. The inflation has not helped that any. It's causing the church to show its true colors. And I wondered about so the health of the church in the United States is not that bad, but it's declining. And to a point where for seven decades, most of my life, the church has most Americans, up to 80%, have claimed to be Christian. Now, that's defined by going to church once or twice a year, but still they claim to be Christian. And now only 49% in the United States Christian, which is left less than half, which really makes us remind us that we are not a Christian nation.
Well, and the church in Jamaica is totally different than that, the way you describe American churches.
Right.
The churches in Jamaica, like, they don't deal on, like, human suffering, the economy, health, the COVID, none of that. What they deal with is just pretty much tugging at the pastor, worshiping God, asking for more of the Holy Spirit and the favor of God and worship. So they don't deal with trivial stuff of organizations, presidents and clubs, different nights of different services, this is for this or that. They just come in each and every night, just want to worship God. And the pastor instructs the church that he feels however God is leading him.
Right.
He preach or teach the word, but it's just totally worship. So the viewpoint of Jamaica is like no problems. They laid back. They know that they're suffering. The oil is high. And unemployment is high, but they have an attitude that it's no worry, it's going to be okay, that they believe that God is going to turn things around for them with favor. So their attitude is different. It's more laid back.
Yeah, sounds like you're saying perspective and attitudes are totally different than what we – I think we're a lot spoiled here, and we have so many options here. So, yeah, I kind of get that feel from what you're saying, too, is that they are probably – sounds like they're worship-oriented. And – the modern church here is supposed to be run like a business. And coming out of seminary, so many pastors, they have a business background. And the worship-oriented church tends to take a back seat. Then we have the social justice movements here that I hear you saying they have social justice issues, but it's not done in the church because the church is about worship. Would that be a right description?
Yes, the focus is on worshiping God, brotherhood and love and just trying to get healing, deliverance, and just having God to intervene in all their problems. So their focus is not on trivial things or carnal things or things that most churches would, as far as even finances. They just believe that God is going to provide.
Hmm. And how were you treated by the common man on a or the common woman on a personal basis, being in Jamaica, in the airport, in the city, going out on an excursion, in the worship service, across the board, how did they treat you?
When I go abroad, I'm treated well because it seemed like it's an understanding. I know who they are. They know who I am. We respect each other, cultures and differences. So I have no problems. The problem is sometimes it's when I'm, like, coming in from a flight or a journey, I run into some Americans, and usually it's a lot of little tension there. But other than that, I don't have problems with foreigners at all.
So your only issues are with the folks back home.
Yep.
I read this a few days ago. Is that they were talking about bad experiences on the flight, and this guy had gone on and on about the people behind him were speaking another language, and it was annoying. And the flight attendant was trying to explain to him, you're actually flying to the country that they're from, and that's the language they speak in the country where you're going. And he said, well, tell them don't speak it on the plane. That's a level of arrogance that I hear that you typically might see from the United States, but not a lot in other places. But there are arrogant people all over the world. I'm glad to hear that you made a difference. Glad to hear that you enjoyed yourself, because it was not all work. I understand that you went out in the Caribbean.
Yes. I rented a boat, and I was able to go around all the islands. And the boat had a glass bottom, so I was able to see the ocean floor and the fish. When the boat stopped, I had live lobsters and different type of seafood from the ocean. So I had a good time. I went swimming. I laid on the beach. I had a chance to just enjoy life. So it was really nice.
Mm. And so the beaches were white sand or darker sand? I'm just curious.
Beige.
What? I didn't hear you.
It's beige. It's not white.
Oh, so in between.
Dark. No, it's beige. It's cream.
And so the fish, so you had a glass bottom boat. Were the fish colorful or?
Well, it depends. The core that was in the water, that type of granite rock, the fish have a tendency sometimes to mix in or change their colors to reflect that leaf that they're beside. So it depends. But I did see some, I guess it's called piranhas, eating flesh. So that was interesting.
Wow. Wow. Well, it's time to wrap up. I'm certainly excited. I just thought that somewhere in this broadcast, 28 minutes into the broadcast, but at some point you were going to say, well, Reverend Reed, what's your schedule like? And would you like me to sign you up for a trip to go with us the next time we go? But I guess we'll just keep pressing and trying to find a way to impress upon you that I am pretty flexible in my schedule and I am a good follower of directions and that, you know, so on and so forth. But I say to everyone that this is the Apostle Margie Mercer. She is our partner. She's the head of the Fivefold Ministry broadcast that we're partnering with, and we are tonight our first night on the air. And Apostle Mercer, you have any closing words?
No, not at all.
Okay, well, this has been great for me. It's Labor Day. It's our first time out, and I think we had a really good time. Tonight is Missionary Monday, where we highlight some foreign missions that are operating out of our midst. And so next Monday, we're going to talk a powerful testimony of a young lady. We're going to keep moving forward. But we will be right back here tomorrow night, 7 o'clock. And tomorrow night, we're going to have some preaching. And so pray with us. We hope that you'll tune in tomorrow night and enjoy the Word of God. This has been the Jeremiah Speaks broadcast. And again, you can contact us at 804-313-7853 or email us at goteachandbaptize@gmail.com. God bless and have a great evening. Thank you so much, Apostle Mercer.
God bless you. We thank Reverend Reed so much for Jeremiah Speaks. Again, we just heard Jeremiah Speak with Reverend Reed. God bless you. You're listening to this hour of the Fivefold Ministry broadcast. We would like you to sit back, relax, and just enjoy worshiping God. And you know our motto, if God can't do it, then it can't be done. We love the Lord. We would like to edify, exalt, and encourage and promote the very things of God. God bless you again. You're listening to the Fivefold Ministry broadcast. Amen. Is something about the name of Jesus. God bless you. You're listening to the Fivefold Ministry broadcast. I'm your host, Apostle Margie Mercer. We ask that you just sit back and relax and abase yourself as we go into the inner courts to glorify our Lord. If you would like to reach us, our P.O. Box is 9786. That's Baltimore, Maryland, 212-84. Again, that's P.O. Box 9786, Baltimore, Maryland, 21284. That is the Fivefold Ministry. God bless you.
Glory to the Lamb. We sing Omega,
Omega,
forever is He, and He will pray
forever.
Holy, holy, holy,
holy
is He. So together let's sing glory to the Lamb. Father, we sing tonight glory,
glory
to the Lamb. We give all the
glory
to the Lamb. Jesus is His name. We give
glory
to the Lamb. For He is
now.
He's the beginning. And He is the end. Forever He remains. And He will reign forever. With a power and authority. Forever He is King. Holy is He. Holy is He. So we give glory
to the Lamb.
We give all the glory.
Yes. We sing glory to the Lamb. That is by Jeffrey Golden. Again, glory to the Lamb. This is our disclaimer that the artists own rights to their own music. This is for promotional reasons only, to just encourage you to listen to their songs and to buy their CDs. Again, we love the music of the artists, and we would like you to just sit back and abase yourself and enjoy. God bless you again. You listen to Apostle Margie Mercer of the Fivefold Ministry Broadcast. God bless you. Amen.
Oh, oh, there's nobody like you, Lord. Nobody like you, Lord. Nobody like you, Lord. Nobody like you, Lord. And we're crying, Lord. Oh, nobody like you, Lord. That's all the song says. No.
Nobody like our Lord. We love that song. It's by Miriam Curtis. Again, that's Miriam Curtis, Nobody Like You, Lord. God bless you. Let us enjoy a little bit more.
I feel Jesus. You are my healer.
You are my healer, Lord.
You are my healer. Because God is able to do just what He said He would do. He's going to fulfill every promise to you. Oh, don't give up on God, because He won't. You. He died.
Yes, God is able to do what he said he is going to do. There is nobody like our Jesus. There is nobody like our Lord. You know, that is so true. It is so beautiful. You just have to continue to have the faith of a grain of a mustard seed. It's beautiful when you can just praise the Father and say, Father, let your powers flow. Let's hear a tune by James Fortune and Let Your Powers Fall. Amen. You know, one thing I love that the songwriter said is that, God, you fight the battles for me. Good God Almighty. Isn't that beautiful? When you can just turn it over to God and say, God, you fight the battles. You know, we're supposed to lay it at the foot of the cross, and if God can't do it, it can't be done, because we love the Lord. God bless you again. You're listening to the Fivefold Ministry Broadcast. I'm your host, Apostle Margie Mercer. Let us sit back, relax, and worship God. Amen.
I want us to worship God for just a moment. We talked about one sound. Everybody say one sound. There is a kingdom sound. There is a kingdom sound. Everybody say that. There is a kingdom sound. Say it again. There is a kingdom sound. And I want you to understand this, that there is always a sound that precedes a move of God. Everybody say that. There's always a sound that precedes the move of God. Whenever you will find deliverance, wherever you will find healing, wherever you find a move of God, it is always associated with a sound. I want us to take just maybe 30 seconds, and we're gonna sing this song. We're gonna raise it as an offering to the Lord. But I want us to take about maybe just 30 seconds, if you will. Brother, I just want you to minister on that guitar. I want you to raise your hands in his presence, and let's just worship God all over this room. Come on, everybody, let's worship God all over this room. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah.
Yes, it is so beautiful to know that death could not hold our guard down. Glory be to God. Isn't that beautiful that the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ has given us eternal life? We are so grateful to him that we love him and we thank him. You're listening to the Fivefold Ministry Broadcast. I'm your host, Apostle Margie Mercer. We come to encourage you and to inspire you to know that you are God's beloved, that he loves you. If God can't do it, then it just can't be done. God bless you again. As I say that we come on each week on Sundays from 8:30 a.m. to 10 o'clock a.m. Again, you can hear us on the same station dial from 8:30 a.m. to 10 o'clock a.m. It is the Fivefold Ministry Broadcast. We hope that you would join in and listen to us as we have from 8:30 to 9 o'clock is Reverend Reed on Jeremiah Speaks. Again, that's 8:30 to 9. And from 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock, it is yours truly in the Fivefold Ministry Broadcast. Again, it's the Fivefold Ministry Broadcast from 9 o'clock a.m. till 10 o'clock a.m. This is where we like to go into the inner courts, go behind the veil, and worship God. We thank you so much for listening with us this week. All this week we'll be on for the next hour, and we ask that you sit back and abase yourself. One of the tunes that I heard when I was in Jamaica is called Carry Me by Kevin Downswell. Again, that's Carry Me by Kevin Downswell, and I just want you to enjoy it. It was a nice young man in Jamaica who danced to this tune, and it was truly awesome. Praises be to God. Amen.
Myself,
know that all your help comes from the Lord. Truly, we are so grateful for the love, for the death of Christ who died for us. He loved us so much that he wanted us to carry his commandments in our heart, love unconditionally, and do the best that you can to treat others the way that you want to be treated. God love you, beloved, and I am here to encourage you to exalt, edify, and encourage the body of Christ as we worship him together in spirit and in truth. God bless you. You can reach us at Five Soul Ministries, P.O. Box 9786. That's Baltimore, Maryland, 21284. Again, that's Fivefold Ministry, P.O. Box 9786, Baltimore, Maryland, 21284. God bless you. Again, you just heard from Kevin Dodswell, Carry Me. God bless you again. We thank you so much for tuning in with us. We are the Fivefold Ministry Broadcast. We will be heard each week, Monday through Fridays, behind Reverend Reed and Jeremiah Speaks. We ask that you come in and sit with us in a base as we go into the inner courts and worship our God. God bless you again. We encourage you to listen to us not only each week but on Sunday mornings on the same radio dial at 8:30 a.m. to 10 o'clock a.m. Again, that's the Fivefold Ministry radio broadcast. God bless you and have a nice evening. Bye-bye. Jeff Major Songs 23.